Good morning.
It is.
First off, I wanted to thank you because you have, the teachings have helped my family and so much that I can't even begin to describe the transformation. I don't recognize myself anymore. So it's been wonderful. My issue is that I want this to be spread to so many people. And I think there's people that wouldn't necessarily accept the message quite the same way. And so I was hoping...
What do you mean?
Okay. I think that the best way that most people hear things is through advertisements because they're inundated and we get them all the time and we are just constantly hearing them. And so if we could get it to be based in love instead of fear and have it be based in a positive message instead of these things to make you feel inadequate and broken, which is how most are set up because you have to buy a product in order to get fixed. So instead of how to have it be something that you have this feeling of love and completeness, and I want to be able to try and do that through the system of advertising. And I'm in college right now, and unfortunately, you hear it through school, and they're like, oh, that system is bad. You can't do it within the system because it's so based in unethical ways. And so I want to attract a way of making it still work and being able to work within the system to change it.
Well, there is a system that you are forgetting about that is a bigger system than the system that you are worrying about, and that is the universal system of law of attraction. And so when you find something and you begin living it through the power of your example, through the clarity of your example, those who want, and everyone does, begin to find a way through the crack of least resistance to the path that unfolds for them. The reason that we questioned you abruptly when you first began is because there are many people who worry about a message like this as it relates to the non-physical aspects of things. And we jumped the gun a little bit in anticipating where you were going, in that we want you to understand that unless you introduce people to their own guidance system, mm-hmm. and unless they understand the points of vibrational relativity that are involved in the reason that that guidance works, you don't have anything new to give them. So what's happening with this transformation that's happened for you and your family is that you have acknowledged that you are leading edge creators and that you are expanding into a new place. In other words, you're learning how to close that gap. But people who don't even know that the gap exists can't begin to close the gap. We want to give you reassurance that this world that you are hoping to advertise to is ready for this message. In other words, everyone wants to feel better. Most people do not feel creative control of their own experience. They're just sort of getting by. Let us give you our view of what's happening globally by default, which is still working out really well universally. And then let us describe what's happening deliberately for those like you, and then let's bridge how it can expand from those like you to those who are creating by default. So someone who doesn't know anything about law of attraction, they're not aware of the benefit of paying attention to their emotions, they're not thinking about their inner being or their non-physical counterparts much, they're just living the nitty-gritty of their own life. So they are banging around with others and they are finding things that are bothering them, things they like, things they don't like, and they're launching all kinds of vibrational rockets into their vibrational escrow, which source is lining up with whether they know it or not. And the longer they live, the more they find that they want, as our friend described even about his 10-year-old son, the longer they live, the more they want, and the more they don't see a means of achieving what they want, the more unhappy they become, not understanding anything about those vibrational points of relativity or what to do about it. In living that life and launching those rockets, source is answering those. So the stream of energy is becoming stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. In other words, when you ask, it is given, whether you let it in or not. So the entire physical universe that you are aware of is improving, because the beasts are living lives, the babies are living lives, the adult humans are living lives. You're all asking. And whether you are personally getting up to speed with what you are asking for or not, your time-space reality is benefiting by your exposure and by your asking. So there's no way that things are not getting better and better and better and better. You know, there are people who live a much higher standard of living in this nation without knowing anything than in other nations, just because by osmosis they have come to expect. It's rare to not expect to have a vehicle. It's rare to not expect to have food to eat and housing. In other words, just by what you're observing, your expectations are improving, and as your expectations improve, your personal life improves. And so you can't help but live through the clarity of your example. There are not very many people on the leading edge. There are not a high percentage of people that, as you are wanting to tone themselves into vibrational alignment. We hardly know anyone like Esther who will sit in her feeling of anger about something that she does not want to be angry about and will sit and process it until the anger turns to understanding and love. In other words, she's determined that she's going to close her gap every time her blessed environment gives her an opportunity to recognize that she's out of sync in some way. It's a rare person that will do that, you see. And you could have all of the advertisements in the world, and those people that are not near ready for that are not going to hear that. When you're vibrating up here in bliss and joy and understanding, you cannot even write an advertisement that somebody that's down there in despair is even going to begin to hear. And it's not your job to present something that everybody in the world is going to follow or even going to want. You just live what you live, and those that are close to where you are will benefit by their interaction with you. And understand that as a teacher, you do the best you can to live and teach what you know, and those who are ready for you will make their way to you. And those that are not ready for you will make their way by law of attraction to those that will benefit them most.
I guess I want to make bigger ripples then. I guess it seems like if you can only attract the people that you're most closely interacting with, maybe it just seems that it's too slow because we've gotten to so much of things are in a negative.
What we said to Esther when Esther and Jerry began receiving this, Esther said, "Abraham, please don't tell me that you expect us to tell this to the world." And we said, "We're only telling you." In other words, we are responding to the questions that you are asking. And as they began to resonate with the answers that we were giving, more people that were vibrating in those places began to gather around them. And then it became very satisfying. And Jerry and Esther never said, "We're going to write a book that will be on the New York Times bestseller list." They never said that. They never said, "We're going to find a way that the world will be changed by what we do." What they say, and they say it every day to each other, often more than once a day, "Isn't it fun to put ourselves in a position where anybody who wants to can come and have a chat with Abraham with the purpose, Jerry and Esther's purpose, of expanding the work?" In other words, not expanding it to more people. They understand the law of attraction will take care of that. What makes them happy and what rings their bells is the same thing that rings our bells, is visiting with someone unique like you who presents your asking in the unique way that only you can, and the combination of unique you and unique us takes thought to a place that it has not been before. It's that expansion that is thrilling to Jerry and Esther. And they know that law of attraction will take care of everything else, you see. So they don't feel frustrated about who's not hearing. They don't feel bad about the people who didn't make their way here. They're not unhappy that their crowds are small. In other words, they see the mega churches, 15,000 people gathered in the mega churches today, far different than what's happening here. But it's a different group that's gathering here. There is never a crowd on the leading edge, ever.